Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. Southeast
Radio. Now let's talk boxing. I'm heading to, I don't know where he is at the moment, but we're going to find out. His name is Dean Gonzalez Furlong, and he joins me. He's been on quite a journey when it comes to boxing. Morning to you, Dean.
Good morning.
Whereabouts are you as we
How
speak,
are you?
Dean? I'm grand. Where are you?
At the moment, I'm just on my holidays. I'm in Edinburgh.
In Edinburgh, right?
Yeah.
Well,
in Edinburgh City.
But Joseph Bridges, our operations manager, has been blowing your trumpet. He says, look out for this young guy. He's on an upward trajectory. He began boxing at just 14 in Spain. But you're a professional boxer, is that right, Dean?
Yeah, I turned professional last 6th of April there.
Yeah.
And I had a great performance with a great show, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Tell me more. How many pro fights have you had so far?
So that was just my first pro fight. I've been amateur up until then. I have 72 amateur fights.
Yeah.
And I've been on a high ever since the 6th of April there now.
But your boxing journey began in Spain. Now, there's obviously a link with Wexford as well, is there, Dean? But what's the link between Wexford, Spain, and the world of boxing? Tell me more, please.
So, we're a boxing family. My dad used to run Wexford CBS.
Yeah.
And we moved over to Spain when I was only 4. And I've been around boxing ever since then. But I only started competing at 14. And I was on the national team with just a year of boxing, and I was the first boxer to represent them in the European Championships as a junior.
Right. Okay.
And I've represented them on numerous occasions, but I've eventually took away and we boxed in Wexford. We boxed for Wexford CBS in the under-22s. I boxed a guy called John McConnell, who was beaten by Dean Walsh in the elite finals, and that's where I finished in the under-22s.
Yeah. So what weight are you boxing in now at the moment, Dean? What level?
I'm a welterweight.
Welterweight. Right, so you decided, enough of the amateur, but can I take it then that you were born in Wexford, not in Spain, but you went to Spain, if I got that right, yeah?
I was born in Wexford, yeah.
So you're a Wexford lad, and is Spain still the residency for you, or have you moved back to Wexford?
No, I live in Spain still. We live
constantly
in Torrevieja.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the sunshine. Yeah.
Oh, it's a lot nicer, the weather, but you can't get any better than home, really, can you?
No, that's a right answer, a good answer. So what's the plan then for you? So you've gone professional ranks. What's next?
Well, we're in talks at the moment for a big show that were offered us in Belfast. And we're not allowed to really say who, but it could be a good opportunity for me this summer.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, big show, hopefully.
How much does the professional life differ from the amateur?
Well, even as an amateur, I still had my twice a day training,
mm-hmm.
So I didn't have much of a difference in the training aspect. But there is a lot more of a business side to it, where you have to think more, and like there's a lot more contracts to sign. And luckily now, my dad, he knows the guy that he's looking over my contracts. He's called Tim Cummins.
Yeah,
he's helping us in that aspect of it.
So you're ticking the boxes that way. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, thank God.
And your dad. What's your dad's first name? Just remind us, Dean, please.
My dad's called Louis Furlong. That's he's my coach and my manager.
Right. So you have a plan between the two of you.
Yeah, we're a boxing family, really. So it's all boxing in the house.
Yeah.
Everybody's boxing, and hopefully the goal is for to become a world champion eventually, hopefully. And my brother's on the same path as well.
Right.
He's an upcoming talent in amateur boxing in Spain.
Right.
So hopefully he does the same job and goes pro soon as well.
And would Luke be representing Spain then if he goes the amateur route?
He's only up and coming at the moment, but hopefully one day he'll represent either Ireland or Spain.
Yeah. Okay. It's a great story. I mean, it's great to link in with you and to know that the roots were in Wexford CBS Boxing Club, and now you have this plan, and we'll keep an eye out for you. So when is your next fight? You said Belfast, but you can't say too much about that.
Possibly in Belfast. This summer, anyway, I'll be having a fight.
Yeah. All right, Dean. Have to leave it there, man. Good to talk to you. Keep us up to date with your career, will you, please?
Will do. Thank you.
Good to talk to you. That was Dean Gonzalez Furlong there, originally from Wexford, now living in Spain, taking up the professional world of boxing. Nice way to round off your morning mix.
Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. Southeast Radio.